Leadership is empowering others.
The art of example, the art of influencing others.
Leadership is realizing your own potential with inside yourself and seeing that come to fruit.
Leadership is not just getting people to follow you at all. It's about bringing people along and leaving a legacy that other people can continue on into the future.
I think that good leaders are the ones that see strengths within other people and drive those out and help them find a direction. And then those leaders that were empowered go on to do those to other leaders and then other leaders, and it's kind of this regenerative cycle.
And it's also realizing that you have to lean on others in order to be successful in anything that you do.
The best leaders have an accountability with one another and a desire to help develop other people to grow and to mature.
You know, Jesus every day served others, and no matter what he had going on in his life, every day he set out to serve the people who followed him.
The most critical component to the leadership style of Jesus of Nazareth was the idea of serving others, whether it was through washing his followers' feet, to saving a wedding, essentially, to giving his own life at the end for what he viewed as his purpose in life.
Like, the president has a cabinet and they do so much of his work. In the same way, Jesus had those 12 men, those 12 disciples that he created really intimate bonds with, and that after he was gone really carried out what his mission was.
And by watching how he interacted with people, by watching how he built relationships, you automatically knew what leadership was and what he meant and what he stood for, because that's how he lived his life authentically every single day.
While he knew that there was very large things going on and that he was responsible for a great deal, he chose to become the least of those, and he chose to empower others, and he chose to lead by example, and that example was serving them, because he knew that in serving them he was fulfilling the will of his Father. And the best leaders, I believe, are those who realize that they're not only serving the people, but they're actually serving God.
The video that we just saw, us as leaders have been thinking about how to structure this chapel, and we just really felt like we want to be like Jesus and how he served and how he led, and so we came up with some questions that we can discuss as groups together, and so Elliot and Danae are going to pass out some papers for the girls and the guys. And as these papers are coming around, the pink one that you'll get is for the girls. And it says on here, write about a time that you're encouraged by the actions of an older man that you respect. And so just take, once you get that, just take like a few minutes to think of someone that has really made an impact in your life. And then for the guys, there's a green one coming around, and it says, think of a woman who has impacted your life in a positive way, such as your mother, a woman in your church, etc. And what are some qualities that have made her influential in your life? And again, just take some time to do that. And then after we're done with that, we have some more, and we'll break into groups. So take some time to do that.
Thank you. Okay, as you're finishing your questions, I'm going to explain how we're going to break up into groups. We are pairing one girl small group with one guy small group. And so I'll read off those pairings, and you can just go to your leaders. They're up here, and you can go find a spot in the back. But I want to explain also, faculty, if you're here, you can spread out through any groups that you'd like. And the off-campus students will be meeting with Trent. And Morgan, your small group will be meeting with Trent and the off-campus students as well. Okay, and also, if you're not currently in a small group, for the women, I want you to go with the small group leader you were initially put with, because you were all put with one at the start. So just go to that person, even if you're not currently meeting with their group. And for the guys, if you're not currently in a small group, I want you to gather up here, and we'll have Jeremiah and Elliot Henshaw come and divide you up into two groups. Okay, so now, when I call your name, leaders, if you want to just go find your group and find a spot. See, Ricky and Alicia will be, their groups will be together. You can go ahead. Matthew and Jill. Jill is leading Anna's group, so if you're in Anna's group, that would be you. Daryl and Leah, your groups are together. Gabe and Erica. Mark and Emma, your groups are together. Jesse and Christina. All right, Elliot, Trennell, and Danae's groups are together. Okay, and Spring and Leslie, your groups will go with the pairings of the guys that are divided up. All right, move to find your group.